Hey, I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Yanuqua.
And we're the hosts for the Kings of Hearts podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the King of Hearts podcast. Yanuqua here. Just wanting to introduce this new episode. Andy and I are talking about the new King's Code we put together. This will be a three-part series, and so on this first part, we are tackling the first four codes and sharing each of our worldviews, perspectives, mindset, and attitude on each code and just what we feel is important for you guys to know. With that, there's also the King's Code that you can download. It's a workbook. And so if you haven't already, please do that. It is free. It is on our IG, on the link tree, and I will also put it in the show notes. So get hold of that workbook, listen to this podcast, and work through it. Okay, guys, here you go. Later.
Welcome, kings, queens, to our podcast. Yet again, I'm excited for today, Yanuqua.
Why is that?
I was waiting for you to ask me why. Because we are going to be unpacking the new version of our King's Code we updated a couple months ago.
Ooh la la.
And it's some juicy content. So if you're listening to this for now, thank you for tuning in. We're going to be doing four codes per episode. It's going to be a three-part series. And today we're going to tackle curiosity, spiritual connection, resilience, and generosity. And before we begin, let's take a deep breath, yeah?
Let's do it.
Let's go. If you're listening to this, make sure you're not driving. Make sure you're seated, present. I don't want people to get in an accident, you know, from getting so tuned in. So I'm going to count down from three, and we're going to take a deep inhale together through the nose, out the mouth on 3, 2, 1. Exhale out the mouth. Let's do one more with the breath hold just for reassurance on 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Holding the breath for 3, 2, 1, exhale. Slowly come back, feeling a little bit more grounded maybe than you were before. Flutter your eyes like Yanuqua was doing right now. Yanuqua, how are you, man?
I am tethered in this moment. I'm grounded. Yourself?
Yes, I would say that I'm feeling the same thing. Yeah, man.
Lovely. So with that, King's Code. For those of you that don't know, we here at King Hearts, we got a King's Code, which came out of our four pillars: self-awareness, character, vulnerability, and service. And the King's Code is our, it's our values, it's our ethics, it's our morals that keep Andy and I in alignment with King of Hearts, with the company, with the organization, as well as between the two of us and with the men that we equip, that we serve. And it is meant to be a set of principles that a man can live by. And I'll speak for myself. The code, whatever code it is something that you can come back to when life is getting challenging, when you're sitting there and asking yourself, what the F is going on right now? You can come back to the code, in this case for me, the King's Code, as your guiding principles, as your anchors, as your reminders for why you show up in the world and do what you do. And so I feel it is necessary to kind of preface and say the importance of this, of the King's Code and why it exists. I don't know if there's anything else you want to tack on there, Andy, before we jump into each one.
Yeah, I love that, man. Thanks for adding a bit of context before we get into it. And the only thought that comes up for me is around something that I strongly believe. Every man needs a code. Every king, every good, conscious king lives by a code. Every warrior lives by a code. It keeps us in check. It keeps us anchored. It keeps us from being controlled by our ego, as some of the old sages would say. Before we even came up with the King's Code, I was inspired by the Bushido Code, the samurai code, and their virtues. And I just love it. I get geeky about it. As you know, I get geeky about a lot of things. But when it comes to the King's Code, we invite you guys to not only take it in, but act it out as well. Yes. So what I mean by that is, don't just read the code. Also ask yourself, how could I take this and implement it into my life? We don't want our content to just be content. We don't want it just to be information. We want and encourage and invite everybody who is listening to this right now and or downloads the King's Code PDF, which we'll provide for you guys in the show notes, to study it, to do the questions. It's a workbook. Do the questions. Ask yourself, what do I need to do today? Choose the one that resonates with you most and dissect it and make it into a daily practice or something, right? I'll pause there. That's my spiel about these things.
And with that, we're all in. So let's go. I'll start this sucker off. King's Code number one, which falls under the awareness pillar. King's Code number one is curiosity. Great kings lead with curiosity and pose insightful questions, willing to explore the unknown, slow the pace, and dive deeper into the matter with curiosity. It entails a thoughtful use of power, free from ego and covert desires. In merging curiosity and authority, the king navigates with wisdom, fostering a culture of continuous learning and responsible influence. Anything alive there for you, Andy?
For me, this is a really strong code and principle because it allows us to be in a place of continuous learning, to always raise the ceiling and even find ourselves in rooms where we're not the smartest one. Mm-hmm. How this could even show up in relationships, because I know relationships are really important for men in navigating them and whatnot, to get curious about your partner's emotions, to get curious about your own triggers, your own emotions. Whenever I get triggered, the way that I get curious about it is I ask myself, oh, like, where is that? Where does that come from? Mm-hmm. What happened to me in the past that triggered this in the present? What am I learning from this breakup, or what am I learning from this argument that I'm having with my partner? Those aspects of curiosity can help you with your leadership. It can, asking questions can help pave the path, can help give you clarity on the next step. Mm-hmm. Curiosity is powerful. I would rather a man say, I don't know, to a question that he may be asked versus coming up with something made up because he's afraid to not know. Yep. There's an aspect of, there's beauty in the unknown. Mm-hmm. There's beauty in I don't know. It's a blank canvas. That's a great place to start, which is why it's code number one.
Yeah, it's so good. I resonate with that a ton. I really like the line we have in there, slow the pace. I think that's really important for the modern man, for the modern leader. Everything, we live in such a fast-paced world. Technology, all the electronics, the information that's coming, like we're constantly getting updates on our watch, on our phone, on our iPad, on our Mac, on our computer. It's like, okay, can we take a breath, slow down, and see what our options are, right? Have the time and space to actually say, like, I don't know, and let's figure this out together. Slowing the pace down to check in with the body and the heart and integrate both the mind and the heart in your decision making, as opposed to just operating from the headspace or just reacting, which I'm sure there's a time and place for. However, I would argue for the modern man, I'd argue 9 times out of 10, you can slow down and take a breath, pause, and dive deeper into the matter.
A good thing that you can say about curiosity too is curiosity can bridge and create more connection. You can remember that and you desire more connection. Curiosity is a beautiful thing.
Love that.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, Unuqua here from the King of Hearts. Just wanted to jump on here and let you guys know about the two free offerings that is available to you. One is the new King's Code, which Andy and I have spent a lot of time working on and are excited for you to gain access to that. We talk about the King's Code, and as well, there are some questions and other resources there for you. The second offering we have is a free live training. Andy and I are co-leading. We will be talking about 3 skills around self-awareness, around emotions, and the importance of being in community. All of these resources you can find on our website or on our Instagram. Our website is www.kingshearts.com, and our IG is thekingsof.hearts. All right, guys, back to the episode. Later.
Code number 2, I'll take on this one. Spiritual connection. Seek spiritual attunement. The king has a relationship to the divine. His spiritual connection transcends the earthly realm, tethering him to a higher purpose. This divine link serves as a compass. It infuses his actions with guidance and profound meaning. His intimate connection with the divine guides actions and emanates outward, bestowing the kingdom with a profound sense of purpose and flourishing. What stands out to you, not even just in the words, maybe the words, but also just this principle as a whole, Unuqua?
I think I'm really glad we added a spiritual component to our King's Code. I feel like it was something that was lacking in the past, because I feel when a man in a leadership position is tethered to something that is bigger than himself, to me, it creates trust that this man is willing to zoom out and deal with the macro of things, not just the micro. And he's not involved in his own egoic habits, patterns, and ideologies. He's zooming out and tethering himself to God, source, the all, whatever word you want to use to describe it. And through that partnership, through that collaboration, he is, from my perspective, he's willing to plant trees knowing he'll never sit under their shade. That's something leaders that are tethered to something bigger than themselves are mindful and aware of. And that to me breeds trust, because you know that king is doing things so that the kingdom will flourish long after he's gone, which has nothing to do with his ego. That's what comes up for me around this one. How about you?
Why I think spiritual connection for a man and for a king is important is because the word that comes up for me right now is trust. When he's tethered to a greater source, the creator, great spirit, God, he allows an element of trust in the way that he leads his life. And when there's more trust, there's less control. When you can trust that there's something out there supporting you, you also don't allow so much to be put on your shoulders, burden.
Yep.
It's not just you carrying all of the weight of the world or of the kingdom. You have the support of the creator, of God as well.
Well said.
Of the universe. It's really important. And I'm speaking from a place of personal experience, because I oftentimes take a lot from my own childhood, from my own life experience. I oftentimes take things on my shoulders. I have the story of it's all on me. And I'm rewiring that right now, that it's not all on me. I get to ask for help. And one of my allies in that support is God, is the universe. Knowing and trusting and believing in that day after day, chipping away at that for me, has helped me relieve a lot of burden off my shoulders and allows a lot of trust in the process as well, which is key to leadership, trusting the process. Without that divine link or that spiritual connection, we're not going to trust. We're going to try to control everything. We're going to doubt. And that's not the vibration that we want to operate in if we want to operate from abundance as a man, as a king, right?
That was beautiful. I love that. Moving on,
man.
Code number 3, resilience. Moment to moment, show up with openness and steady emotional capacity. See your emotions as indicators, not dictators, choosing to learn from each experience. Cultivate a strong nervous system, observing hardship and conflict as valuable insights for growth and grit. The king willingly chooses to find a harmony between an open heart and a strong spine.
Sheesh. This is a good one. It taps into a lot of warrior energy for a man.
Yep.
And the resilience piece for me is to do the hard things in life as they present themselves in the world, in front of you. And you don't need to go out and look for hard things. Life is going to provide you with those opportunities anyways. You don't have to go and build your life around, life is hard. I don't subscribe to that narrative anymore. But I do subscribe now to life is going to provide me with an opportunity that might be uncomfortable at times. And in those uncomfortable seasons or moments, I get to activate and I get to exercise the skill of the trait of resilience, which to me is twofold. One is finding that strong spine, that nervous system capacity to be under tension. That's one side of the coin to it for me. The other side of the coin is to have compassion for myself when I don't get it right. Because I'm not always going to get it right as a man. And to, as a leadership skill, to be proactive with hard things, with hardships, with navigating change and conflict. To be proactive, which means training your nervous system, which means developing the capacity to hold more versus only waiting for things to happen for you to react to. You can be resilient. You can build resilience proactively that way.
Yeah.
That's my 3 cents.
That's your 3 cents, eh? Lovely. Yeah, what's coming up as you're sharing all this is, and you alluded to it, that preparation piece, something we've been talking about recently between you and I in our trainings and what have you, is this mindset of it is better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener at war. You know, and so that preparation, being proactive, creates resiliency, creates a willingness and a desire to have your heart open as you walk through hell, as Ram Dass would say, you know, and to not turn away, to not close the heart down. So yeah, I love everything you said. And I know for the modern man to be willing to lean into discomfort. I feel like that is going to be the biggest challenge of the modern man. To not fight, flight, fawn, or freeze, right? When discomfort arises, but it's like, can you stay the course? Can you be steady? And what does that foster within you? What does that say about your character to yourself and to others that you're leading, that you're serving?
Really good, man. Should we move on?
Let's move on.
That's a good one. Code number 4, generosity. The best leaders are the best servers. The king epitomizes kindness and generosity, wielding the power to benefit others. Use your authority as a force for creating a compassionate environment. Selflessly ensure the well-being of those under your care. This selfless approach will form the bedrock of your heart-based leadership, shaping a legacy of compassion and connection.
Lovely. And so just want to note here that now we've traversed into character. This is the second pillar under King of Hearts. And so, of course, like, you want a king that has a character of generosity, that has a character of abundance, right? And willing to share that with his community, with the people that he serves. Yeah, again, I love that we brought this up. I know. We all want to be around men that exude that type of energy, and not from a place of people pleasing or giving from an empty cup, because you know what that feels like. And I'm sure there's some covert expectations or desires there. However, when they are truly giving from a full cup, you feel the love, you feel the energy. And that is something I feel the heart-based king is in alignment with. And you know, in that moment, it's a combination of he's just a conduit for the abundance and the love and the light that is coming from his connection to source, to God, to Mother Nature, you name it, and is just flowing through him. And he's willing to keep the floodgates open, not hold it all in or hoard it for himself. So that's what comes up for me. How about you?
I don't have a lot to add, man. I think that you touched on a lot of really great things. I think that sometimes when a man embarks on a journey of self-development, of personal growth, of leadership, the beginning of the journey is always giving to ourselves, giving to ourselves, giving to ourselves, right? And there comes a point where the man is so full that that energy now needs to go outwards. That's where generosity comes in for me.
Nice.
You know, and also now that I'm just saying this out loud too, if you're being generous to others, are you being generous to yourself as well?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an aspect of generosity to yourself? Because there's got to be integrity across the board. If you're giving to others, are you giving to yourself? If you're nourishing others, are you nourishing yourself? Are you treating yourself out as much as you're treating others? Bring awareness to that as you traverse and navigate the energy or the principle of generosity. That's all I got for this one.
That's great. Thank you.
Sharp and punchy, dude.
Great.
That's part one.
It's part one. We'll see you.
Tune in for part two.
Yep.
Thanks for making time to listen to the King of Hearts podcast. We hope you found something meaningful and impactful in today's dialogue. This conversation with us ends here. However, the conversation with you and your community also starts here. Follow us on Instagram at thekingsof.hearts for everything King of Hearts. And our website is www.kingshearts.com. Until we meet again, be well.